There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
They say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But in the case of Derek Kaufman, the apple rolled all the way to L.A. The one thing Derek and his mother share in common, however, is the love for breaking news. TMZ is breaking news faster than the New York Times. So sit back and enjoy the news from Hollywood, as only the Kaufman family can bring it.
So, Derek, you've been spanked. We didn't play your opener because you called late.
Oh, boy. That's my punishment?
That's your punishment.
All right, fair enough. I'll deal with it. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing? Well, I'm actually, I came home with my Los Angeles cold or something. Allergies. I don't know. I can't. I sound like Elmer Fudd.
Oh, don't blame us. You've been gone too long to blame us.
But I always bring a cold home from the airplanes. It's not you. Just go ahead. Keep laughing at your mom.
Well, that's what I've been doing it for 40 years. Why stop that?
That's true. So what's going on in the world of celebrities? I know Tyra Banks is, she isn't going to be in her ballroom dresses anymore, is she?
No, this is wild. So she's actually getting in the ice cream game.
What?
She is no longer hosting Dancing with the Stars, and she wants to pursue basically entrepreneurship. And we got her outside of Whole Foods in Santa Monica, and she's got a bunch of bags, so we're asking her about the end of her time on Dancing with the Stars, which she's been on since 2020, which is such a good gig to have a regular gig on a massive show like that. But now she's launched something called Smize and Dream Ice Cream. So if you're familiar with Tyra Banks from her America's Next Top Model days, she basically invented the term smizing, which is smiling with your eyes. A very model-y term that you
right.
can just convey a smile with just your eyes. So mm-hmm. she's capitalizing on that and getting in the ice cream game, which, you know, who knows where it'll go. It looks like she's making some good flavors. She's got, like, basic ingredients, marshmallows, chocolate chips, things like that. But it's a crowded space, man. Ice cream out here is so artisanal and weird. Good luck.
Yeah. And everywhere. I mean, you can walk into any grocery store and, the days of the only, private stock was Ben and Jerry's is long over. There's gelatos and soy ice creams and oat ice creams now.
It's an entire aisle now. I remember when I was a kid, and I'm sure it was when you were a kid, there was a couple columns of different ice creams. But now it occupies so much of the freezer case. I mean, there's way more ice creams than there are, waffles, which is nuts to me. You can the variety is crazy. We were pitching on the show the other day, ranch-flavored ice cream, macaroni and cheese-flavored ice cream. So it's gotten really exotic and weird.
Yeah, I don't want to eat any of those flavors. That sounds. I don't even like salted caramel. Salt and ice cream don't go together.
Oh, boy, you're so traditional. What a boomer.
I like, what do they call it? My favorite is still vanilla. I like French vanilla. That's it.
My goodness. That is the most basic. It's basically plain. Vanilla to me is just plain.
But it's wonderful. You can put anything you want on it, Derek.
That's right. I like all the chunks, though. You know how I am. Ben and Jerry's. Just stuff as many cookies into a pint as you can.
Right. So what else is going on? I mean, obviously, there's been some other big news out there.
The biggest story of the week is Lindsay. Lindsay Lohan's having a kid.
That's crazy.
Working at TMZ, she is basically on the Mount Rushmore of what started this place. You've got Lindsay Lohan news, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, and maybe Britney Spears as like the four, founding mothers of TMZ.
Right.
And she's having a baby. And it's just wild to think how she existed in the public consciousness early on. She was out on the scene. She was getting in trouble, DUIs and so forth. And now she's matured, I guess, and having
a baby.
Does
she have do we know who the baby daddy is?
We do. She's in a long-term, marriage, basically at this point. Her husband, Badr Shamas, they're having a kid. And, even her parents, who were also kind of controversial during the time, all of their antics, Michael Lohan and Bina, were also very colorful figures. Obviously, a broken marriage there that had its consequences on the kids. But it's sort of nice. I think the thing with Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears to some extent as well is you really root for her, even though she was like out there getting DUIs and so forth. She's got like a legion of fans who remember her fondly from Freaky Friday and Mean Girls and will always root for Lindsay.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, always root.
You know, and she's never been so nasty and outrageous as some of the other, you know, celebrity superstars. Although the news about Britney hasn't been very good lately. I know it's not your favorite subject, but I mean, is she imploding now? They're talking about interventions again and stuff. Doesn't sound
good.
Yeah,
it's been a very rocky road post conservatorship. And you know, in some sense, things stabilized for a period of time with Sam, her husband, who is hopefully filling in the gap for what the conservator was providing. But she does have some eccentric moves on Instagram, and there have been talks of an intervention because she seems to be off the rails sometimes. But as of now, no intervention. And okay. So we'll have to sort of monitor this and see what happens. But it's been quiet for a few days, and maybe even a couple of weeks at this point, but it's always sort of simmering in the background.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You got a new congressional campaign going on, and it's Ben Savage. And for those who don't know, he's Fred Savage's younger brother, I guess, and also an actor, right?
That's right. And to the next generation, the generation just older than me, is a bigger deal than Fred Savage. He was on Boy Meets World. So to me, Wonder Years was critical. Princess Bride, that was Fred Savage in the 80s and early 90s. Then his brother came along, Ben, and had a huge show on Disney with Boy Meets World and carved out a niche for himself. He's running for Congress now. Mm-hmm. He's getting married. He's going to have like a sort of public-facing persona of a family man. And he does have big name recognition. And this is a path that a lot of celebrities who are no longer necessarily acting get into politics sometimes. You know, Gopher right. got into politics from the Love mm-hmm. Boat. Sonny Bono obviously had a career in politics, so we'll see what happens. I think he has a pretty good shot. He's a pretty sensible guy.
Do we know if he's a Democrat or a Republican? Because I haven't been able to find that in any paper.
Yeah, my sense is that he is a Democrat, but I am not 100% sure, and I'm not sure he's sort of formally declared, but I would say he's probably left of you. I'd say that's safe to assume.
Well, everybody's left of me, but he's...
It's California politics after all.
And it's Adam Schiff's seat that he's running for, right?
That's right.
The 30th exactly district, right. So that's as left as it gets, you know. I don't...
That's right. I mean, if you have any hopes of winning, your politics have to shift a bit to the left around here.
Yeah, I think. Well, unless you're Kevin McCarthy, but then you got the
power. That's right. We have the extremes. That's right. And California's a big state, so there are parts that are outside of the Los Angeles district that are a little bit more conservative.
Yeah, they sure are. And then finally, who on earth wants to surf for 40 hours?
Yeah, this is weird. So this is an ex-pro surfer who is Blake Johnson is his name. I had never heard of him, but he's a former pro surfer. And he just smashes the world's longest surfing session by surfing for 40 hours, which is unbelievable amount of time. I mean, that's well over a day. It's going on 2 days of surfing, which is a very, very taxing sport. I mean, I've done it a few times. You live in L.A., you try these sports once in a while. You put on a wetsuit and see what it's all about. But it's exhausting after 15 minutes, really exhausting to paddle out and to catch waves and to do that all over again. You're battling currents of the ocean, which are very, very powerful. And he did it for 40 hours. It's nuts.
It's crazy. Well, I think you actually, you probably don't know her, but we have a cousin who's married to like a championship surfer, my cousin Karen's daughter.
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, and he's a professional surfer. I'm going to have to, you know, get a hold of her on one of these social media platforms and find out, like, if he's planning on breaking the 40-hour record.
Good luck. You know, we had, in the old TMZ days, there was Max the Surfer. You remember the guy with long blonde hair before I got here, or we overlapped a little bit, but in the best shape. I mean, incredible, like, mm-hmm. just from surfing. He didn't go to the gym. He wasn't big into weights. If you just surf, you mm-hmm. will look incredible. You'll yeah. also have a lot of sun exposure, so they all tend to be, like, very, very dark shades of tan. Mm. But, wow, it's such a workout out there.
I'll let you go after you tell me what was going on with Ben Affleck at the Academy Awards. I mean, he did not look like a happy camper.
Yeah, I think he is a happy camper, but he has a hard way of showing it. That's how I sort of think of Ben Affleck these days, because, you know, he's pulled around by one of the brightest stars in Hollywood who loves being in the public light.
Right.
I mean, J-Lo, they were together before this, and she's always loved the spotlight. She's very comfortable being a celebrity. And I don't sort of shies away from it, but you see him outside of Dunkin' Donuts. He likes playing cards. He likes gambling. He doesn't sort of like run towards the paparazzi life and dressing, you know, sort of to the nines all the time. But she's pulling him in that direction. And sometimes he looks like he's being dragged rather than walking along. But all signs point to the very, you know, they just bought a house. So I think things are happy for now. He's got a new movie coming out about Nike and Michael Jordan. So things are good in the household, I think, for now.
And he's got a production company now.
With Matt Damon.
With Matt Damon, right.
And their first big project is this movie that's coming out about the founding of Nike, and, you know, he plays Phil Knight. Mm. Ben Affleck plays Phil Knight, so he's got, like, the beard and that sort of iconic look going on. I'm excited about it. It looks great to me.
All right. All right, kid, well, have a good weekend. The birthday party's finally over. You can relax.
And now it's Carter's. Now we got to start planning Carter's for June. So, yeah, but we're taking a brief break before then.
All right. Take care. Give my love to everyone.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that pretty much does it for me for this week. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, I'm just going to, like, collapse into a heap when I get off the air here. My plan is to be back here on Monday, if it be his will and he delays his coming. Remember what lies behind us and what lies ahead of us. Well, they're tiny matters compared to what lies within us. So wherever you are, just be yourself. Everybody else is taken. Surf for 40 hours. I'm going to sleep for 40 hours. Maybe set a world record. See you on Monday.